I'm WUWM Susan Benz. Universities around the country face huge challenges. The Wisconsin system is no exception. Will they be able to safely welcome students back on campus next fall? Will the institutions rebound financially after huge revenue losses caused by COVID-19? Chancellors are already taking measures. UW-Milwaukee is rolling out a series of furloughs. Parkside's chancellor hopes by ramping up online courses while continuing to tailor degrees to fill jobs in the region, the school will bounce back. UW President Ray Cross urged bold, swift action at a special meeting of the Board of Regents Thursday afternoon.
When we look back on the COVID-19 pandemic, it will prove to have been the cause or catalyst for events of great magnitude. In higher education, the economic devastation it has wrought will almost certainly be the demise of any number of colleges and universities unable to weather this storm.
Cross laid out a three-pronged blueprint. It includes streamlining and consolidating fundamental services, including human resources, IT, and purchasing. Cross says each institution should focus on programs that make the university distinctive and weed out what does not.
If you look at all the duplicated majors that we offer, how can we reduce those without reducing access around the state? That's a question. And maybe we have one of those programs in a region or two, or what do we need? Is there a demand for it? Can we sustain it? What's the quality of it?
Finally, he says online course delivery is critical. What Cross calls a unified strategic delivery model.
First, we must improve the quality and effectiveness as well as the efficiency of individual courses and programs to traditional students. We also must expand the extended campus collaborative model to serve both traditional and non-traditional students. Our initial timeline for implementation of these recommendations is actually this fall.
Perhaps due to sheer fatigue, the meeting lasted 3.5 hours. There was little discussion of Cross's blueprint. Regent Michael Grebe asked,
You've laid out a pretty bold, aggressive, urgent message for us. What if we don't move substantially in the direction that you've suggested we need to? What do you think the short-term and long-term consequences are?
Cross took what felt like a long pause before responding.
If we're not able to make some quick adjustments, a year from now, we will be considering changes to that are quite different. I submit that the kinds of expenses facing several of our institutions will force them into the equivalent of bankruptcy, which is referred to in higher ed as fiscal exigency.
The board chair says the regents will likely take Cross's recommendations up next month. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.